plate a potential nugget.
Just picking up on that, Bruce, you talk about we having moved from the notion of a midlife transition to a whenever life transition. What are some of the big shifts we need to make to thrive in this paradigm?
So the first thing I think would be helpful to have this conversation would be to realize that the idea of a midlife transition was a kind of brief accident of history that we now know to be not an accurate description of how we live. So the idea was really originated in the 1950s from a Canadian psychologist named Elliot Jacques, who, when he first introduced the idea, was laughed out of the room, literally in London. And then he published a paper in the early 1960s. And he didn't talk to anybody, didn't research this in any way. He read 300 biographies of famous men. And in fact, he said, I didn't even read biographies of famous women because, oh, women have menopause and it would throw off the whole idea. Well, if menopause, which is half the population experiences, would throw off your idea, like maybe there's a problem with your idea, not the problem with women. And then this idea was picked up by two researchers at one at UCLA and one at Yale. And then the idea was popularized by a woman named Gail Sheehy, an American journalist, who wrote an article and later a book called Passages about this idea. And she popularized the idea of a midlife crisis. And the idea is that everybody does the same thing in their 20s. Everyone does the same thing in their 30s. And then everyone has a quote unquote midlife crisis that begins at 39 and a half and must end by 44. Like, that's how prescriptive it was. And the problem is that this is bunk. Like, we have these life disruptors, we have these life quakes, and they happen whenever they happen. Some people are born into a life quake. Maybe one of their parents dies, or maybe their parents are getting divorced. Other people have a life quake when they are teenagers, that a parent dies, or they get an illness, or there's a natural disaster. Other people have them in their 20s or 30s, 60s, 70s. They happen across the life. I mean, just take the idea of the pandemic. Okay, the entire planet has been going through a life quake and a life transition since the pandemic first kind of became something that we all had to deal with. So if you're between 39 and 44, you're having a midlife crisis. But if you're between 24 and 29, you're also having a life crisis. And if you are between 67 and 72, you're also having a life quake. So the point is, these happen across our life, often when we don't want them or when we least expect them. So that's the first thing to realize. The second thing to realize is that the life quakes that we experience in our lives, they may be voluntary or involuntary. 53% of life quakes in my study are involuntary. So what's an involuntary life quake? An involuntary life quake is you lose your job, or you get a diagnosis, or there's a natural disaster, or there's a pandemic. Or your spouse cheats on you. Okay, that's an involuntary life quake. But 47% of life quakes are voluntary. So what's a voluntary life quake? You choose to change your profession. You choose, as you in fact did, to move back home to take care of an aging relative. You cheat on your spouse. So what's interesting is that there's a kind of a generational impact on this. So like, if you take the kind of the construct of baby boomers and Gen Xers and millennials, like Xers get this idea that life is nonlinear more intuitively than do baby boomers, and millennials even more. So millennials have kind of intuited or learned the idea that life involves more moves and job changes. And we know by all data across multiple countries that people are spending less time in their jobs and they're moving to jobs more frequently. And so it's much more instinctual for younger people than it is for older people. Those of us of a kind of 50 plus, we're kind of haunted by the ghost of linearity. But so back to this framework. So like, the life quake can be voluntary or involuntary, but the life transition that comes out of it must be voluntary. You must choose to lean in and make the changes. So anybody listening to us that feels like they're in a life quake or one of these moments where they're unsure or life is coming at you from all directions, that may be beyond your control or maybe something that you're trying to control. But one thing you can do to control it, back to your initial question, is say, I'm going to pick one aspect of this, and that's the transition I'm going to go through. I'm going to work on my personal life, or I'm going to work on my beliefs, or I'm going to work on my professional life, or I'm going to spend more time with my children, or give more back to my community, or whatever it might be. So pick one of the things that you're dealing with, and let's say that's the transition that you're going to go through.
If this topic of an anytime transition is of interest to you, do tune into my conversation with Professor Linda Grattan of London Business School. She's the co-author of the book 100 Year Life, where she speaks about how we should think about our life choices very differently, given the advances in healthcare and given the fact that we're all likely to work till our 60s and 70s and beyond. She says that earlier we had a three-phase approach to life: study, work, and retire. If you knew somebody's age, you knew their stage. But now that whole model has been thrown out of the window, and that requires us to make choices very differently. You can go to playtopotential.com and find Linda Grattan in the speakers section.